Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And what's that? Oh, this email's coming. Oh, I haven't got time, but I'll do it anyway, quickly. Dear Andy, loving the podcast links, thank you very much. When does the Sports Bar get its own podcast? Well, it won't, I'm afraid. But, of course, in these podcasts, you will get the best of the Sports Bar. Not in this one, because this is from Sunday. But anyway, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. is when you can hear the show live. Anyway, enough about that. We start with, of course, oh dear, the Ashes. So close. No, actually, just really, really far. Let's begin the podcast with the final word on Russ Williams, Jamie O'Hara, and a Chris whose surname no one can get. I'm telling you now, he's told me personally, it's Iwelimo. That's Iwelimo.
Well, England's resistance is over. A win that for Australia that is 18 years in the making. A moment that Aussie fans have been waiting up late into the night back home to see is occurring right now, because Craig Overton's resistance has been broken. The last man out, LBW to Josh Hazlewood. And it means that it's Australia that retain the Ashes here at Old Trafford. England, well, they're going to have plenty of regrets and there will be fingers pointed. But the better team has won here at Old Trafford, just as they did at Edgbaston and should have done at Headingley. An England side made up of ODI specialists, flat track all-rounders, and a captain who leads and bats like he carries the weight in the world on his shoulders. Well, it's been brutally exposed despite that brave rearguard effort from players who batted as bowlers. It's if this is the end, and this is the end for some of this side, the brilliance of Stokes and Broad, the emergence of Archer and Burns, it was never going to be enough to make up for such a ragtag bunch and one that lost Jimmy Anderson so early in the piece. So it's Australia, 2-1 up with one to play, who retain the Ashes here at Old Trafford after beating England by 185 runs.
Joe, tough, I imagine, to take that one.
Yeah, tough to take. I thought we fought brilliantly today. I thought everyone that went out there gave absolutely everything, showed a lot of character, a lot of resilience. I think as a captain and as other players around the group, you learn a lot about the guys that you're in the trenches with. And you know, everyone stood up today and put in a real shift, a good performance, and showed how much it meant for them to play for their country.
But they still needed to get in the trenches today. Did things not quite happen as you'd hoped throughout the earlier stages of the match?
Yeah, I mean, you can always look back at different parts of the game. I think it was a very good test match wicket, made for a very entertaining game of cricket. And I think it was an important toss, to be fair. But, you know, to get a side in the position we did, we'll probably look back at that first day and the chances we maybe missed. And, you know, that's something that we'll have to make sure that we're better at in the future and moving forward.
As something fairly momentous has happened, with Australian skipper Tim Payne, and first of all, what does it mean to have retained the Ashes?
Well, it means we take the urn home. That's the best thing. But yeah, we're obviously very, very excited. We've put in a lot of work and a lot of planning for this over, you know, probably a couple of years even before we got here. So when you're coming here, it's very difficult to win, and England are a great side, particularly in their home conditions. So to come over and be able to retain the Ashes is awesome. But as I said to the boys, we've come here to win them, and we'll enjoy tonight together as we should, and then we'll switch our focus onto winning the Ashes 3-1.
Gareth Batty. Evening to you, Gareth.
Evening, Matt.
Trevor Bayliss is going, of course, after the fifth test at the Oval. There is going to be a lot of questions, and there has been rumblings and a few questions already about the captaincy of Joe Root and also where he plays in the order. Let's get your view on the captaincy first. Is it too early, with this series still not being over, to start thinking about a change, or would he retain your confidence?
I think it's too early. When you look at how magnificent England were, you know, TalkSport covering it in the winter, we saw England at first hand on training days, the preparation. When they had the correct build-up to get the processes in order for the team that they were going to play, how they were going to amass and get those wins, it was quite impressive, to say the least. And that was Joe's sort of putting his stamp on the team. And then, obviously, Ireland was something that was an expectation for us to win. And then the Ashes was always going to be very difficult after the World Cup. So for me, it stays on, absolutely. It's just obvious that people make more criticisms when it isn't going so well as when it is going well. You know, does he get the accolades like he should when England are going very well? So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
TalkSport, of course, brought you live commentary of England's victory over Bulgaria. And a reminder, we've got live commentary on Tuesday night of the other game. I can't remember what it is, but it's another game on Tuesday night. And the Sports Bar, take your calls from 10 p.m. on the back of that. Anyway, this is a bit of some of what I've just said. And, of course, the captain and hat-trick hero, Harry Kane.
So Kane spots the ball down for the second time in this second half. Scored a hat-trick against Panama in the World Cup. Can he get his first England hat-trick on home soil? Yes, it's gone in. Brilliantly taken penalty from Kane. The first one went right of centre. That one hit ferociously down the left-hand side of the goal. It's a hat-trick for Harry Kane, and England lead by 4-0.
And I've got Harry Kane with me, the hat-trick hero. And Harry, another good afternoon's work.
No, absolutely. Whenever you score goals and you win and get a clean sheet, it's always a good day at the office. So not always easy games, but I thought we'd done really well, especially second half. Come out, more energy, more better pressing, creating more chances and putting them away. So, overall, a good day at the office.
And as a central striker, how many more options does it give you when you've got players like Rashford and Sterling either side of you?
Yeah, no, it's a joy to play with. Sometimes I can drop deep and they're running behind. Sometimes I'll just stay high and they can use their pace, use their skills 1v1 against the defence, and I'll be there for the crosses and the square balls. Like I say, Raz put one on the plate for me today, and then obviously Rash got a great penalty. So it's a pleasure to play with them and all the boys here. We're all working for the same goal, and we're doing well so far.
And it seems to be a very enjoyable place at the moment.
No, absolutely. Everyone's getting on really well. All of a similar age. We've played together for a while now, so every time we meet up, it's just about getting the work done, making sure we get things right, because we're not just preparing for these games, we're hopefully preparing for Euros next summer as well. So we've got to make sure we're on it every training session, and the lads have been great so far.
We'll play today.
Thank you.
Staying with the England theme, on to Tony Cascarino, who was as English as I am, having played over 1,000 times for Ireland. Anyway, this is Tony talking about Raheem Sterling, thinking he will be the Ballon d'Or winner on the weekend Sports Breakfast Show.
Raheem's game, this is nothing new about how he's emerged to become such more of a team player. I mean, even his goal, Raheem's goal, do you know what? A amount of times, Georgie, I've seen him get in that six-yard box or a yard or two from line and the ball's hitting his body.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be him side-footing it in. It can be off his hip, but he's getting himself in a position to score a goal. Who would you rather have, Neymar or Sterling?
Oh, Sterling.
If a player, I'd take Sterling as a player and try to ignore what the antics have gone on. I hear what you're saying all about Neymar and he's off the field, but I think actually on the field he's better as well. I think Sterling's better than Neymar.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
You actually think he's better
now? If you said to me, could you buy one or the other, I'd go, oh, I'm on him. I can trust him and I believe he's a team player.
But you actually think he's also now better than Neymar?
Yeah, he is better than Neymar now. Ooh. His numbers are better. He's playing a better team and I just, look, PSG...
But is that not because Neymar's at PSG? If Neymar was still at Barca, wouldn't we probably be saying...
No, I think Sterling's become a more accomplished player. I get Neymar. I've seen him be unbelievable, do things that nobody can do in the game, like a Harlem Globetrotter type of footballer. But if you trust... I want to say I trusted a player week in, week out to be brilliant for the team and score goals and the rate of what Neymar can, Sterling's your man.
One of the big stories over the weekend was, of course, Watford sacking their manager to replace him with a manager they'd previously sacked. Here's bits and pieces of that breaking news story from the weekend.
Breaking news elsewhere. Watford have confirmed the departure of head coach Javi Gracia. So Javi Gracia sacked by Watford. That's after their torrid start to the season.
Gracia and his team, well, his management team, out the door after such a few games. You've had a whole pre-season, you've done this, you've done that. Watford haven't won anything. They've done this before, but there is going to come a time where this might not work.
Watford have named their new coach Kiki Sanchez Flores, back through the revolving door at Vicarage Road.
Let's hear the views now of an absolute legend at Vicarage Road. Luther Blissett joins us on the line. Morning, Luther.
Good morning.
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 Yeah. Morning.
Wow.
Morning.
Yeah. I mean, we can't sit here and pretend we're surprised, because this is Watford. This is what happens at Watford. But even by Hornets, you know, standards...
You know, before you go on, Guy, you know, I mean, if you say that, and that in itself is something that, you know, a while ago you'd never ever have thought those words would have been applied to Watford Football Club in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and in a way that does sadden you that, you know, this sort of thing happens. But, you know, this, as you say, is what now Watford are. You know, they've got this model that they work. And, you know, when they believe it's time for the head coach to move on, they just do it.
The only thing about that, Luther, and we talk about this all the time, is that you cannot knock the fact that this is our business. You arrive in this job knowing what this job's going to be, and you'll leave the job having known what that job was. But I suppose the part that is weird in this is the fact they've gone back to a previous manager.
Yeah, I think that one has surprised a lot of people, and you pick up things on social media, what the fans are saying, and, you know, shock and, you know, why and that sort of thing. It seems to be the major thing that they've come out with, because... you think back to the circumstances when he left, and it was a case of, from what you felt, was that he couldn't move the club where it wanted to go. And here we are, he's back. So it is a little bit confusing, I think, with everybody. I mean, I don't really know what is going on down there at the moment, because, you know, at the moment, nobody down there seems to want to speak to you about anything.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to the Sunday exclusive now with David Connolly alongside Mark Saggers. Oh, no, I've said that wrong, haven't I?
Mark Saggers!
Is how you say his name correctly. They were talking about the Women's Super League, which is football, not rugby. Whoever's come up with the word Super League in football should take a long, hard look at themselves. It's football, it's not Super League. Anyway, I was delighted to hear Emma Hayes, the Chelsea Women's Manager, on the show.
The important thing here with nearly 25,000, as you mentioned, is side Stamford Bridge. That will have lifted them as well.
Well, I think especially when it was it stayed 1-0 throughout. You know, with the second goal, I think it would have changed things a little. But when a team's always in it, it makes the game entertaining. So if you asked, do I want 3 points plus make it entertaining plus make a game of it, yes, on all of those fronts. So for that reason, I have to be happy.
And Emma, would you like to be playing more regularly at Stamford Bridge, or do you think it's good as a one-off to build the interest, or are you happy at Kings Meadow?
I'm happy at Kings Meadow, and I think if we are to play in stadiums like Stamford Bridge, you have to put bums on seats, and it's just important you do that in a measured way with different departments across the club. So I don't think we are at a point yet where that could be a regular thing, but I certainly think we can do it more often.
I think as well, whatever's happened today, there will be those there today really being encouraged and watching what you've managed to do. And it's all-encompassing, isn't it? It's just bringing people in to say, you know, live sport, there is nothing better. And if you can identify with a side, just get along.
Yeah, of course. And it felt like a cup final.
Yeah.
That was the strange part. An opening game of the season, clappers everywhere, DJs, you name it. Flag bearers. It honestly felt like a big occasion, and I think for people coming for the first time, you know, they're going to take something away from that. And like you say, whether it's Bethany England little fan club that she develops from there, whatever that may be, it certainly felt like a proper football match and two sets of fans that were singing for their team.
And a reminder, there is a brand new Women's Football Weekly show on Monday night from 6 p.m. on TalkSport 2. How about time? Yes, you're right. I for one, will be tuning in because it doesn't conflict with the Sports Bar, which is on Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. On now to Barry Glendening's show, The Warm-Up with Barry Glendening, which starred Barry Glendening.
On a podcast recently, friend of the show, Ellis James, professional Welshman, comedian, broadcaster and TV personality.
Yeah.
Happened to mention to his podcast wife, John Robbins, that he washed his hair every day.
Yeah.
Robbins was appalled by this and said that, you know, washing your hair, I think, twice a week, or maybe it was enough, more than adequate.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
No.
And this debate was continued to rage on Twitter, and I rolled in what turned out to be quite the grenade by pointing out that I wash my hair with shampoo or shower gel, you know, something other than just hot water.
Yeah.
About four times a year. And
I mean, that's just filthy, isn't it?
But have you ever secretly thought to yourself, my God, his hair is disgusting?
I've never thought that.
No. Have you ever got a foul odour from my hair while standing in close proximity to me?
I have never got that. I feel like I'm on the witness stand.
I put it to you.
Yes.
Have you ever... Can you smell anything unpleasant now emanating from the top of my fully thatched, I hasten to add.
Yeah.
Still its original dark brown hair, despite the fact that I'm almost 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Are you almost 50? Wow.
Well, I'm nearer 50 than I am 40.
Oh, mate.
Mr. No. Salt and Pepper. Hey.
On now to a bit of boxing, as Don McGuinness caught up with Anthony Joshua ahead of his fight against the world Snickers-eating champion. Apparently, Andy Ruiz Jr. has consumed over 92,000 bars in an hour.
You mentioned there about Will, and you also mentioned Deontay Wilder just a few words ago.
Yeah.
Now, he was in our studio a few weeks ago, and he said you quit.
Okay.
Now, how do you respond to that? Knowing what you know and everything else that you're saying to us.
I'll take that as an opinion. And I feel like, okay, you look at quitting and I'll say, so getting up off the canvas after taking about 50 punches to the head, like repetitively, isn't quitting. If I wanted to quit, after the second one, I would have been like, hang on, this ain't going my way. I would have stayed down. But I feel like it was a call from the referee that I may have been able to handle a bit better. Like, the ref counted 7, 8. I've got up, I've walked to the corner, he's got the gum shield in his hand, so he's come over to me, so I'm waiting. He's like, he grabs my waist, kind of moves me forward a bit, so I step forward, then he pushes me back a bit, so I go back. So I'm thinking, is he going to put a gum shield in my mouth? And then he's going to put, you ready to fight? Go. I didn't even have a gum shield in my mouth to fight, and he's waved off the fight. So in my mind, it's not as if I was like, ref, I don't want no more, I'm in a bad way, or after the third or fourth or fifth knockdown, I was like, this is enough. I kept on getting to my feet, which is a sign of a man who wants to continue. So he's entitled to his opinion, but there's my explanation.
Just a final one, because again, the Saudi thing is going to keep coming up in terms of fighting there. Now, you could have made more money elsewhere, I think you've said. Is that a case? Or was, if it's not just about money, then with Saudi, do you actually think you can help open that place up? You know, would you fear for your female members of family? All those kind of things. I mean, are you using this surely as just a positive thing?
It's a great question. Sports is a great way to open up the gates to different cultures, different people. And I'm a boxer, so they're putting on a boxing event. It's one thing for me to sit back here and talk about it, like, they need to make change and this, that. But I'm going there. I've been there. I've seen it. When you talk to me, you talk to a man who's been there, so I can tell you about the positives of Saudi Arabia. It's like if I was I'm Nigerian man and I come to UK, or I'm sitting in the UK and I'm saying, England this, the West that, da 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 da. Then I get here and I think, hang on a minute, this is actually a decent place. Do you know what I mean? Until you get there, it's hard to judge from a distance. And that's why it's important for us to travel, understand, and look at the event and what it has to host. I saw a nice region. They were very hospitable. And I think if yourself and the boxing community does come, they'll have a lot of good words to say about Saudi. This is what we have to appreciate in terms of certain countries have their certain laws. England, we abide by the English law. And as I'm fighting in Saudi, I have to abide by Saudi law. I can't go there and I can't come to England. If I act a certain way in a country and I come here and act a certain way and it doesn't fit with their law, I'm going to get in trouble. So it's important to appreciate what the laws are and abide by them. And if you do that, you're going to have a great time anywhere in the world.
Best of luck, champ.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And finally, yes, of course, it's the main reason everyone listening to this has tuned in, has downloaded it, because it's time for the best bits of the Trans-Europe Express. Now, the bad news, of course, was the show, which is usually 3 hours long, was just 2 hours long. The good news was that I could get home an hour earlier. Hooray! Anyway, here are the best bits we managed to cram in to just 120 minutes.
I know you hate talking about Manchester United on this show, Andy, but...
Not hate. It's a bit strong.
Dislike.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Won't it be interesting to see over the coming months how not just Smalling and Mkhitaryan, but elsewhere in Italy, look at Alexis Sanchez, Lukaku. Let's see how they do outside Manchester United, because the signing of those players, clearly it's that United feel we have to clear the decks. And in some cases, like the case of Alexis Sanchez, reinflate the devalue of this asset that is totally depreciated. Won't it be interesting to see how they do outside Old Trafford? This is where we see if it's the players or it's the environment.
Mm. And just quickly, Chris Smalling has gone over there. Is he a starting 11? Does he start for them at centre of defence?
Maybe.
I think he probably will as the season goes on. I think actually Chris Smalling might be one of their good pieces of business. Okay. I still think from a United point of view, if Lindelof or Maguire were to get injured, I think many United fans would have probably had Smalling as first choice backup. And obviously he was the one centre-back that they did manage to get rid of.
That's it for another Podcast Daily thingamajig. Well done, congratulations on downloading it. And every single one of you will get £1,000 from... No, of course you won't get any money. It's free. What more do you want? It's just free. God, look at all you lot that raised your eyebrows going, oh, I'm going to get £1,000. No, you're not going to get any money at all. You've downloaded it. It's free. Move on with your life. There'll be another one along, of course, the same-ish time the next day whenever you download it. But if you press subscribe, all that work is taken away from you. And it's there in your inbox waiting for you when you open your lazy eyes in the morning and have to go off to do a normal job. Don't forget to join me, Andy Goldstein, and that other fellow with the massive head shaped like a moon on the Sports Bar between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Monday all the way through to Thursday, which includes the Midnight Train to Madness, which is always on at... Oh, they never write it down. Anyway, it's in the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Be safe, everyone.
Be safe. That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.